Here's Natarajan Chandrasekaran, Senior Manager, Product Marketing at Freshworks, discussing how bots became great customer support agents in an app-centric ecosystem.
What happens today is that more and more customers are resorting to digital channels. So if you take the example of Swiggy, for example, when was the last time you went to the Swiggy website? You would never ever go there. You would only open the Swiggy app and you expect your customer service and everything to be contained within that app. Right? The same goes for PhonePe as well. They do have a website, they do have a web presence and everything, but I would say less than 0.5% of their entire audience would even go to their website for any queries that they have, because the whole industry has changed like that. It's an app-based ecosystem. Everybody expects everything, every interaction with that company inside to be self-contained within that app itself. Now, that brings in an additional challenge, right? So what happens is that you can have your FAQs within the app itself, but it's not a very good interface to search on. Like, your web interface is more tuned towards searching for answers and, you know, getting, sorting through a huge list of FAQs. Imagine like your PhonePe and you have like 100 different questions that customers regularly ask. You can't give an endless scroll on a mobile app, which that will lead to a very poor experience. So the idea for bots initially was born with, hey, how do we bring these FAQs in a very interactive manner to the person who is asking these questions? And the advantage that you also have with bots is you can sort of provide a structure to it where one conversation can lead to another. Right? You can have follow-up questions on it. You can go further by saying that, hey, if somebody is asking for a refund question, you know that the next step that they are going to probably do is, hey, I want a refund. So you can ask the question proactively, saying, is there a refund that you need help with, and get them one set going of questions. That, and that's how the industry started, right? And these are the first automation areas for a lot of companies, and a wide variety of companies, regardless of industry, regardless of geographical location, would have these FAQs that they want to automate. So that's the first type of automation that's possible with bots. The second type of automation that's possible with bots is the repetitive transactional processes. Now, what I mean by that is, in the case of Swiggy specifically, if you take a look at Swiggy, some of the most common transactions that necessarily need to be executed are refunds, complaints about a missing item in your order, or you want to cancel your order, or things like that, where if you've used the Swiggy app, it's very rare that you actually get to chat with the customer service agent unless you have interacted with the bot previously. So they try to mitigate all of those different processes through the bot itself. The bot itself can also tell you whether a cancellation fee is applicable or not. They have a timer version for it, saying that, hey, if it exceeds, like, say, 5 minutes after your order has been placed, then your entire amount is charged as a cancellation fee. And if not, the entire amount is refunded. And if you actually interact with the bot, you can actually process your entire refund. You can get done with your query and everything without ever speaking.